KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning on April the 12th. Linda has her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, and on Thursdays, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Wait a minute. Bad Bob has not turned you on yet. Now try.
Okay. Good morning, Carl.
Now we're still playing. How about trading this one?
Okay. Get that one on.
That's a problem. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, see, it always helps if we have the right microphones and all that.
Okay, so nothing worse than air.
There we go. Nothing like having a little dead air to start off. That's okay. And speaking of dead air fixer, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
I hope that's the one that fell yesterday. I hope that nothing happened to it when it fell yesterday when it came apart. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Gosh. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get into our chat room as already people are in there. Indie Guy, Sharon, good morning, people. We're all okay. I'm on.
I'm on.
You're on.
Okay.
Bad Bob's on. So it's three out of four. We'll get the other one looking at. Okay, a lot of things going on today, but let's start off with the weather.
Well, Carl, what we're looking at may be a repeat of yesterday, including that rock and roll thunderstorm that took place yesterday afternoon. Showers and, again, those T-boomers could start up after 11 a.m. Tomorrow it's going to be even more rain, but then tapering off as we get into the weekend. By Saturday, we'll be looking at mostly sunny skies, currently at Reading 48, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards, they, of course, are having music this weekend. Great meals all the time. They have lunches. I just had lunch there, in fact, Tuesday, and the number of people were there, and including under the rain. So this weekend, they've got, like I said, they have music. Find out. Make reservations. Give them a call at 474-5546. So, Trish.
Yes.
There's, we've got a lot of things going on today, but there was an article written the other day that I want to get into when we get a little more time, that you were Mark Beecham. Interviewed you in the Record Searchlight.
We had a nice sit-down conversation.
It was. It sounded like it. I want to get into that one after we get back from our break and after we talk to our Wells Fargo advisors, of course. The other things I want to talk about is the aftermath of the Lucero recall.
I think that city is kind of looking for some settle-down time and perhaps
stability there.
A little stability and get back to performing for the needs of the citizens.
You know, we want to have Pam Morgan on as soon as possible because it appears that she is the new city council person for the city of Shasta Lake, so we can talk to her.
I listened to her comments yesterday, and I thought it was good as the results were coming in. The three people who ran kind of had a really good rapport going and felt like whoever got it was going to be okay, and I thought that was a good indication that she's going to be cooperative and get in there and maybe get the job done.
Well, I think so. And, you know, like you said, it's the movement of the people there are, I think people have had enough.
I think that was the message,
that she had, Dolores had as many votes for her, for staying in position as any of the other others got. You realize that, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, she had 400-something votes, and they all had like 390, 400-something. But combined, I guess, is the way to do it.
And I think that's the issue, because you've got to realize that there were 1,200 people or 900 people who wanted her removed of 300.
Right. But her voting, her votes were interesting. Even with them. So it is interesting. It's kind of a, you know, something to think about. Okay, look, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. This is Susan from Wells Fargo Advisors, and the market is positive this morning. The major averages are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 75 points at 12,881. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1,377, and the NASDAQ Composite is positive 19 points at 3,036. Some of the day's biggest movers, Hewlett-Packard's up $1.03, trading at $24.44. ExxonMobil's down 22 cents at $82.44. Johnson & Johnson down 29 cents, trading at $63.84. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 8 cents at $16.11. North Valley Bank down 40 cents at $12.50. Bank of Commerce trading higher, up 7 cents at $4.32. In the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is priced at 3.20%, and the 10-year treasury note is 2.02%. For commodities, gold is up $1.30 at $1,661.60 per ounce. Silver's positive 32 cents at $31.84, and crude oil trading up 26 cents at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they are out on Park Marina Drive. And I tell you what, you need some good advice about what's happening in the market. Go see Susan or Chris or Josh or Kathy down there at Wells Fargo Advisors on, again, on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. We're going to talk about an article in the newspaper that was had a few comments about Trish's take on supervisors and departments and all that. And it's, you know, it's election time, so you always like to hear somebody that's been there talking about it. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to beat that drum all day. 7:15 in the morning. April the 12th. 48 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining in thunderstorms today. It's going to be raining tomorrow. That's Friday. It's going to start clearing up a little bit on Saturday. Weather's always brought to you by Insomo. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Italian roast coffees, Portland blend, Espresso Joe's in there. They, you know, their special of the month, always a 20-ounce coffee drink and $3. Can't beat that. They have T-shirts and leather jackets for sale there that they're having a clearance there. And, of course, the walk-in humidor, outstanding. Any type of tobacco accoutrement or tobacco that you're looking for, you can find at Tobacco and Brew. And they will beat or match any price in town. Joe and Shelley have been there 35 years and have supported this community for 35 years. Veterans get discounts there. And they've helped out so many people in our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest host, of course, is Trish Clark. You had an interview with Mark Beecham that was in the paper a couple weeks ago. And you have some pretty strong feelings about the Board of Supervisors. I mean, everybody knows that, Trish, you had, what, 16 years?
Yes.
16 years on the Board of Supervisors. And what are your thoughts about what's going on over there?
Well, I'm a little disappointed in the way that the board has gone. When I was in office and the people that I served with and when I got elected, well, some 20 years ago, the whole emphasis was on that position being a full-time job. We made quite an issue out of the fact that the salary was not sufficient to allow someone other than a retired, independently wealthy individual to hold that position. And so we went through the steps with a lot of conversation from the community to raise that salary to a point where a young, involved person could get on the board and actually raise their family and be involved. And I would say that for the majority, we were full-time supervisors. I know certainly I was in my district on a regular basis. I had standing days in each one of my communities, and I felt like the board was very proactive. In fact, I know it was. And all of us, the people that I served with, we were there on a daily basis. We were returning our phone calls. We were following through with our constituents. My perception, and it's only my perception, I don't follow that board closely. I don't park in the parking lot. I'm not there every day. I don't read their agendas. But my perception and what I hear in the community is that's no longer true. They have a hard time getting their phone calls returned. Certainly those individuals are holding down other jobs, doing other things. It's not a full-time board anymore, but they're still making the same amount of money.
Well, if you're going to be paid $58,000 to $60,000 a year, and it was considered a full-time job, then maybe it should be.
Well, and it was my feeling, and it certainly maybe I just did more than was needed, or I don't know, but I certainly spent full time at it. Spent a lot of time in my communities. I felt like if I didn't spend time listening to the people that I represented, then I was ill-equipped to make decisions and votes that impacted them and represent what their wishes were.
Well, you know, you ask the board members, and they say it's a full-time job. You know, some of them do.
Well, I think what started the conversation with Mark was my reaction to the conversation they had in the boardroom a while back about how they could make county government more transparent for the average citizen to know which department to go to, how to solve his problem. How could they make those departments more transparent? And how could they make the citizens be able to reach out and get into my feeling was, which was followed up by an editorial, interestingly enough, was, that's your job. I'm a citizen. I call my county supervisor if I have a problem.
You shouldn't have to call.
I shouldn't have to look at the yellow pages.
The denizens of the county staff and find out. The idea is that you put somebody in there. They answer to you.
Exactly. You call them up. You ask them a question. They take care of you.
They just had a meeting too to put four or five of the departments that used to be under them directly under Larry Lee's now.
I understand that, but in the process of that, they did something very interesting. And again, I haven't researched enough to know what in the world their thinking is, but they reversed a decision that was made 20 years ago when Maurice Johannes and I got on the board, formed a new a majority with Molly Wilson, and reverted the CEO who was running the county, executive officer who was running the county, to a county administrative officer and put the policy-making decisions back in the hands of the Board of Supervisors, actually rewrote a lot of the county code to say it shall be the policy of the Board of Supervisors as opposed to it shall be the policy of the county executive officer. And it's my understanding that they reversed that, and they have now made Larry Lees a county executive officer.
Not only that, they have now he has the ability to hire, I assume, and fire without supervisor approval.
Well, and it, you know, I don't know. I don't. I'm not claiming to be.
I don't
expert.
See
I'm
Russ
just,
Maul's. I don't see Russ Maul's partner under him though.
Oh, and I think that's a step that still is being looked into. There are some issues with Russ Maul's other titles and Pat Minturn's other titles, mm-hmm. i.e. road commissioner,
right.
Those kind of things, which have to be worked out, is my understanding.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Our guest host, he's not really a guest, you're my co-host. On Thursdays is, of course, Trish Clark. We'll be right back. It's 7:20 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there, and it's raining. And it's going to be raining for a while.
Ever had to wait around for a service company who didn't show up? Wouldn't it be nice if there was a punctual chimney sweep who was clean and nice? Well, flu season is. But don't take my word for it. Mrs. Malley of Reading says your technician showed up on time and is very professional. You were easy to schedule with. You are very polite and excellent at keeping things clean. Flu season chimney sweeps, the nice professionals for wood, gas, and pellet service, air ducts, and dryer vents. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has got her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, so Trish Clark is here as my co-host on Thursdays. This portion of the show is brought to you Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Either a little ding or a crack up to 24 inches. Go down and see Jeff Wurst. Does great work, guarantees his work. He guarantees it. And if, you know, something happens to it later, you bring it back, he fixes it. Not that that happens very often because he does such a great job. He's down at 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call at 241-8373. Okay, Trish, we have the elections coming up here.
Yes, we do.
And you're just going to have a great time with these, I know, over the next month or two.
Well, it's interesting because you have three seats available, and interestingly enough, for the first time in a while, you have a race in each one of those three seats. Two of the supervisors are not running again. And then you have Mr. Modi in District 2, who has been challenged by two people?
Scott Schwindeman and Steve Allen.
And so, and then in District 3, in Glenn Hawes' district, you have three people running for that race. And then in District 4, you have five people.
We have five people. In fact, we've had every one of them on.
Yeah.
In fact, and we've had all the ones for Leonard Modi's district spot. We've had both on for Hawes's old spot. Hawes and Maul. You had a comment.
And my comment was because we were having the discussion about the relationship between Russ Maul and Glenn Hawes. And what I told him, and I think what was in the paper, was that's a difficult situation. They're good friends,
They both said that on the show here.
Exactly.
Very good friends.
They're very good friends.
Went hunting together, and fishing, and Glenn would pay for the trips, and he said then Russ would pay him back. I don't know why he brought it up, but that's what he said.
I don't know anything about that. I only know that position, it is difficult, and you know this, Carl, you've been in a position of being in charge of things, that it is very difficult to have a relationship with someone as a friend and as a what have you, and then come in and try to discipline that person or be their boss.
It is difficult.
There's got to be, and
Russ said, I'm friends with all the supervisors. And I think about it, and I think, well, but there's still got to be,
there's still got to be a line of demarcation there where you cannot cross. Exactly.
And
I don't know, that was my comment. And again, this is an interesting position in my life, because I pretty much my thoughts, and if someone asks my opinion, they're going to get it. Not that that changes a lot from when I was in office. I didn't say anything that I would take back. I think that it is a difficult situation. Certainly, and I just finish up that thought process, the reason that all comes up is the mood in the community, the talk in the community about the fact that we are in really tough economical times, and I constantly am being approached by people who have got a project, who've got an idea, who want to do something that creates jobs, does things, and they can't get it through that department that Russ runs. It's, no, I'm in control. What was the statement he made on the show with you?
Okay. If you breathe air, drink water, or eat food, you come under my department. Now, that may not be the exact words, but it was. We've got them. We can play them.
and unfortunately, I don't know, and that probably is not unique to Russ Maul. I've always said from my days back in Anderson, planners are a difficult breed. There's something they teach them about the answer is automatically no until proven different. I don't know why that is. Instead of how can we make this work?
Well,
how can we adjust it?
That's what all the new people run it. It seems like. And then when the day they have the rally out in Somos is the day that the supervisors decide, well, let's get together and let's talk about how we can better manage these departments.
Exactly, at the same time.
That was a little strange to me.
It was arrogant. It wasn't strange. It was arrogant.
But there were still well over 200 people out there in the middle of the week. In the afternoon, and still 50 people down there. I mean, there's a lot of people that care about what happens in this county.
And a lot of the people that were in that crowd that day have faced the wrath of that department and found out that they can't do what they want, and they unfortunately do not have the wherewithal or the stamina to take on, and they walk away and they just don't complete their project, or they go under the thumb, and that's just not right. You know, we worked, the people that I was on the board with when we reorganized that department and put it together, I remember having developers tell me and people within the community that wanted to build things how nice it was to work with that one-stop department and how well we had streamlined it. Now I'm hearing from a man, we don't even want to do a project in the unincorporated area. The wineries down in Manton are all telling me they're going to Tehama County. They don't build anything on the Shasta County side.
That they're going over to
Tehama.
That's
just wrong.
That is wrong. And why is it happening?
Food,
is because
drink water or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. Maybe we can impact you this time.
I want people in the community to understand. I don't have a vendetta against anybody in the county, and I worked well with. I'm not bad-mouthing county employees as a whole because I worked very well with them for 16 years.
We got great county employees here.
We have city and county
employees are great.
You're absolutely right. And we need them. I have my highest respect for them still. I spoke out when I was on the board, and I
will continue to. I think we better break here for the news, though. What do you think, Bad Bob? Okay, hey, Trish Clark and I are here. We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks starting off strong as investors digest a round of economic news out this morning. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow up 80 points. Initial jobless claims rose more than expected last week to 380,000. The estimate was for 355,000. The prior week was also revised higher to 367,000, but even with the revision, that's 13 weeks now below 400,000. March producer prices were unchanged as a drop in gasoline costs offset rising food prices. The expectation was for an increase of 0.3%. The so-called core index, which factors out food and energy, was up 0.3%. That part of the report was expected to rise by 0.2%. And the February trade deficit narrowed sharply to $46 billion as exports hit a record high. Economists were expecting it to narrow, but only slightly, to $52 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, it's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes. As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is getting ready for her show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. She's got a lot of stuff coming tonight. Now, she's going to be talking to Rat Pack people that we've been advertising. So, of course, Trish Clark is with me. It's Thursday. If it's Thursday, it must be Trish Clark.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's great. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to everybody by North Valley Bank. Business of the Year from the Chamber of Commerce for 2011. It's not just that they do great work as your local bank, and that's the kind of banks we hang out with, is all, you know, the local banks here in town, not the big ones. They don't care. But they go out in the community, and that's one of the big things that helped make them the Business of the Year for 2011 is they get out in the community, their employees, and they help. Volunteers, they get into it, and they get involved. That's the North Valley Bank 2011 Business of the Year. Okay, you know, we had a guest on, I guess, last month, and everybody enjoyed it, especially me. Billy York, who is the owner-manager down there at Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, right down here in the corner of Market and Tehama. And we came in and we talked about it, and then Linda and I went down there and, you know, hung around the shop for a while. And it was really interesting. We've talked about it since then. So good morning, Billy.
Great to be here. But you didn't get any tattoos.
No. Well, you know.
First things first.
The day's young. You know, first of all, you got me in there. That was the big thing. Now, but Bad Bob is getting one, and Bad Bob is working to get one. And when he gets one, here's what I'd like to do: is when he's getting it, we do it while on the air.
Right.
That you know that
I like where this is going.
You like this, and so while he's getting inked, he's talking to us while it's happening.
What he's think? Howling to us while it's happening.
You're going to give me the wooden dowel to bite on, aren't you?
Well, you know what? You know, I think really it's only sissies that scream, Bad Bob. You know, so you're
his,
okay.
So, his inflection might go up a little.
His inflection. Okay, he might go, hello. Yeah. I guess that depends on where you're getting inked also. Yeah. Where are you getting inked there, Bob? Oh, okay, on his back. Okay. All right. Cool. Okay.
That's going to hurt.
Okay, now you're getting ready to start. You know, people go, tattoos. I can't help it. You know, once we went down there and we started talking to everybody, gosh, it was just loaded with people. Sure. And then, I mean, there were parents bringing in their kids. I'm not kidding you. Two moms brought in their teenagers. And I don't know if it was going to be a group tattoo or what.
Probably piercings.
Or piercings, that's the other thing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Now, there's a couple things. Let's talk, you know, first, reason we went down there is we wanted to see what the shop was. We wanted to see who your people were. Very articulate. Everybody there. It was really big into safety. And, in fact, you teach classes on blood.
Yeah, bloodborne pathogens. Yeah, I've been teaching since 2005, usually all the way throughout Northern California, sometimes as far as Idaho. But bloodborne pathogens is simply realizing how infections are spread and what we can do to prevent against them.
And
that's good information to know about a tattoo place because – that certainly could be a problem.
Not only could be, but unfortunately is. And it's been California has the reality is most shops don't have the cleanliness standards that they should. There are new laws coming down now, finally, that we're hopefully going to help weed some of those players out.
And we want to talk about those laws because right now I noticed that you had it looked like a hazmat Central in there that it's all marked. I mean, you know, you've got to wear masks.
The bio room.
The bio room that they have in there that I was quite surprised to see. You know, because I've been in places before that did a lot of tattoos and Sturgis and stuff, and I never noticed those. I never noticed quite that level of cleanliness, and now I'm thinking, maybe that's why people are walking around with streaks running down their arms.
There you go.
So, but you handle it just like a doctor's office. And in fact, as one of your people said, you have less infections.
Statistics are hard to prove there, but we are. My staff and I are usually appalled at what we see at our dental offices and our medical clinics. Our aseptic technique at our tattoo shop tends to be a lot better, believe it or not.
Well, no, I mean, it...
Well, that's good to know.
It is good to know. Now, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about those new laws that people need to know about, and we need you to talk about that, and then we want to get into these new things that you're doing with the cosmetic tattoo.
Yeah, permanent cosmetics. Yeah, very exciting.
All right, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:40 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Small town, but he's got a big time voice.
That's how I got to be this way.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. Bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Party, have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old small town USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center. With special guest, Whiskey Dog. Justin Moore. Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at winriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
We can't even beat her.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Gosh, April the 12th, 7:43 in the morning. I'm a happy guy. This is Carl Bott. Linda Bott is getting ready for her show On the Spot tonight. On the Spot with Linda Bott. That's at 6 p.m. tonight. And, of course, Trish Clark, my Thursday host, co-host. Good
morning, everyone. Great to be here.
You know what? On Friday, April 13th, is going to be the Ducks Unlimited big event on April 13th down there. And it starts at 5 p.m. as a social hour. Dinner's at 7. They have hundreds of things there, raffling and silent auction and all those kind of things.
And this is a good event.
I mean, this is huge.
The money
huge.
Goes for such wonderful things, right, for the wildlife and the hunting community, and it's a great event.
It is, and tickets are $65 for a single or two, or for a couple will be $95, and if they're under 17, it's $45. And they have, you know, it's dinner and, of course, all this. A special auction, the African Safari Hunt for Two. Mm. All right. Now, you might be able to throw in there is that before you leave, you can get tattooed from Nathan's Anthem. Okay, our guest is Billy York from Nathan's Anthem's Tattoos. Okay, now, you said there's going to be new rules or new laws coming down.
Yeah.
For making sure it's healthier when you go into, yeah. or at least safer going
yeah, out. Yeah, the very first steps made in a long time. We will see how well they will be enforced, how well the health department can stay on top of it. yeah, but I'm excited that, there should be some better cleanliness standards coming in, you know, some more hand-washing sinks, you know, throughout the facility, things like that, and some new rules and laws and paperwork and procedures that should be followed and things like that, sterility procedures. And
so you're all for this one?
Oh, of course.
Because y'all are already doing
this. Yeah, you know,
You know, if you don't know Billy, you know, you think, okay, you know, tattoo guy and all this, but you're a graduate of Penn State University.
Yeah, went to Penn State.
You've been in the business world and back in the big time with big business and all that.
Yeah, big time, lots of money, left it all behind to become a body piercer apprentice. Yeah.
Why?
Because, you know, I had been with, in college, I had several great internships after college. I had several great companies, and just occurred to me it didn't matter the company anymore. This wasn't for me, so I had to find that new direction.
Good for you.
And that was it.
Wow. What was that? I left it all behind.
Now, you're getting ready to start something. We've been talking about it. Cosmetic.
Yeah, permanent cosmetics.
Okay. Before we do that, we have somebody on the line here. John, good morning. Do you have a question for Billy?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, John.
Trish. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Great. Hi, good morning, Billy.
Good morning, John.
How are you doing this morning?
Hey, great. Thanks for the call.
Hey, listen, I have noticed, I have noticed over the past, three or four years as tattooing has become more and more popular and you see more out in the public, that there has been an increase in the use of colors, and I mean vibrant colors in the tattooing. And in the past, I have known guys who were tattoo artists that said that the problem with colors is that the inks were not sufficient to hold over the long period of time. Have they been improved, and is that why you're moving more into color?
Yeah, so glad you brought it up. Yes, they have. And Bob and I were just talking about that a few minutes ago, and some things that are some of our older listeners need to understand and our younger ones need to understand is gone are the days of that big green splotch on your Uncle Sailor's forearm. And in the last 15 years, technology, inks, techniques have all improved dramatically. So, yeah, the sun is always going to be the enemy of a tattoo over time, and we want to do our stuff to put an SPF on that, you know. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Things have changed, and so boundaries have been being pushed, and these tattoos are staying much more vibrant for a much longer period of time.
I think that's the appropriate word, too, because the vibrancy of the color, it really shows through in some of the newer tattoos, and they're truly artwork. I mean, they always were as far as I was concerned, but the colors have changed the whole palette, if you would.
You're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head, John.
Have a great day.
Hey, John, what
yes,
about
Carl?
A chat pack tat?
Pardon me?
A chat pack tat.
The chat pack tat. I think that's a great idea.
we'll see what we can do about group discounts.
We'll come up with a little design, and, you know, Billy can just, you know, come out to one of our sessions. No, we have to go to him. Huh?
Well, you know, we could all just come to the studio here or something. We'll just all get inked. Okay. All right.
All right.
John, thanks a lot.
I like the idea. Have a good day.
Okay. Take thanks.
Care.
Bye.
Cosmetic tattoo.
Yeah, permanent cosmetics.
Cosmetics, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to start doing that really soon here. Eyeliners, eyebrows, lips, pretty much for the ladies out there.
And Trish, talk about this.
Well, this is a great thing because I think a lot of my friends and a lot of people I know and myself, I've opted for that option, and it's great. You no longer have owl eyes. You wake up in the morning, you go swimming, you're out and about working in the yard, and your eyes always are there and pop. And I have a dry eye thing, mm-hmm. And was constantly putting eye drops in my eyes, And when you have eyeliner on, and then that makes the eyeliner run, and then that's in your eyes, and your eyes are hurting worse. And so they're perfect. It's a great, great option.
When you're out there hunting, and you drop that antelope at 350 yards, and you get out there for that photo, you're ready.
You're absolutely.
And you are like that, too. Gosh, she always looks so good out there in those hunting photos.
Well, hey, and people used to laugh. I am who I am, but when I go fishing, I go hunting, I work in my backyard. I don't leave my house without my makeup and my hair. I just do it.
Yeah.
That's just who I am. And this really makes it nice. I love the permanent.
Linda's mom.
Yeah.
Linda's mom has it also. Okay. And she really likes it. So you're going to be offering that.
Yeah.
And it's eyeliner.
Yeah, eyeliner, eyebrows, and lips, basically. Those are the three main areas that we're going to be working on. Yeah.
And the pain? Little?
A little bearable. I mean, it wasn't
that.
It didn't
take long either, huh?
No, no, it doesn't take a great deal of time. But I happen to be a person that doesn't take anesthetic very well. When I go to the dentist, I'm numb to my knees before they get it, so it doesn't hurt, and then it takes a week to come out. So that was, an issue, but not so bad that you wouldn't
quickly.
Do it. Absolutely,
the face heals quickly in general, and you're just amazed by how much, not only how much time it has saved you, but like you said, it has actually saved you from the problems of dry eyes, dry eyeliner, scrubbing your eyes, using these products that are being a problem.
Absolutely, no, I think it's a great thing. I have both the eyebrows and the eyeliner.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we come back. One of the questions is what is in the dyes that you use? Okay, we'll come back after the break. An indie guy, I'm not even going to say what you just said there. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Miss a Day, Miss a Lot.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Chloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Chloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Chloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:55 in the morning. Carl Botten, Trish Clark here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit the great guys, Steve Roberts and the crew down at Crown Motors Reading. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. It's going to be probably the second biggest buy you make next to your house. Why not do it locally with people that know you, people that will take care of you and the service needs, and can give you that special service that only the locals can. Crown Motors Reading carries a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. So head on down to Crown Motors Reading. Our guest is Billy York, owner, manager of Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, right down on the corner of Market and Tehama Street. And we were talking about, the question was, is what's in the dyes? Is that a tough question?
It's a tough question. Lots of manufacturers, lots of stuff. Definitely a lot safer than it used to be, okay? There was some stuff in there. Hey, is this stuff causing cancer? Hey, maybe some of it was, phosphates were a problem, things like that. But even nowadays, as we're progressing, of course, so much more of an eye on it now than there was 10 years ago. So many more companies involved, so much more money in it than it was 10 years ago. And so, yeah, now you're having stuff like vegetarians and vegans, and you have vegan inks, so you're evolving all the time.
Vegan ink, okay. How much does it cost for, say, here's just a general, it's very difficult.
I know I'm on the radio, so I'll give you my best.
Okay, it's very difficult because when you start getting into intricacies and all this. Oh, and by the way, Billy, thank you for your service. You're also a 3-year veteran of the United States Army, and I forgot to mention that. So thank you so much for your service.
My honor.
Okay, you've heard what Bob wants to do. He wants an outline of a wolf.
Yeah.
And but 4 inches, Bob, 5 inches?
Maybe.
Three inches.
We're talking about that high school logo, I think.
Yeah, the
right?
High school logo, right?
Okay. So yeah. That seems pretty simple. That would probably fall under, quite literally, that could fall under the shop minimum. The shop minimum could be as little as $60 at my shop at $60.
Oh.
But something like that, you would want to expect that there could be some changes or could be some changes.
You want to put a little dripping
blood dripping. Expect to pay $800, you know what I mean?
Okay, your shop minimum then is $60, and so for something like that, an outline would be about that. We're not going to hold you to it, but it'd be like around, that gives you an idea. Because I see others that are in there so intricately. That takes days and weeks and maybe...
Right. People try to call us on the phone for quotes. We cannot give them to them. Email quotes, we cannot give them to them. We have to get more questions answered before we throw a quote. It's very serious stuff.
It depends on the number of lines, the amount of ink, the amount of time.
Yeah, sure. People call, hey, how much for a letter? Well, there's thousands of fonts. Well, how big do you want this letter? There's so much more. How much for a half sleeve? Well, there's more to it than that. We can't just throw a price out there. That's important.
One of the other things you guys also told us is you get somebody in the first time and they're young, and one of your people said, I'm not going to tattoo them on their neck or
heck
their
no.
hands.
Yeah.
Not when they're 18 or 19 years old. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, we have to. Ethically, we have to guide. Our clients. In some ways, we had a kid come in the other day, and he had an offensive, what many would consider an offensive symbol on his arm, and something like that. We would never perform, but we would sure be happy to cover up.
Okay. What's the strangest? And we've only got like a minute and a half. What's the strangest? What's the strangest
He's
tattoo?
Laughing.
What's the strangest tattoo?
You
come on, quick! We only got like a minute.
Oh my gosh, there's too much. I think I'm.
We gotta bring you back.
Okay. You have to bring me back on that one.
What's the strangest piercing you've done?
Oh well.
Well, we're not gonna talk about that one either.
Gracious. Lots of parts of the body there.
Okay. Lots the of mind reels.
Your piercers. We were talking to piercers the other day. He said this is really kind of a moderate society we have right here in Reading. It's not as out there as other places.
Yeah. And it's a smaller town.
Let me see. Oh, somebody says they noticed that Manson's swastika between his eyes had faded over the years.
That's good.
Yeah, that's real good. Okay. Hey, Billy York from Nathan's Anthems. You know what? We always have a good time when you come on. There's always something exciting here. The next time you come on, we want to talk about, you know, strange tats and those kind of things.
I will think on that question.
Think about it, get it on there.
No,
you know,
problem. I'll have some very colorful answers for you.
Okay, we're going. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. We're trying to make a group deal for the Reading Police Department to get a tat.
I'm working on them.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Was it an accident when George Zimmerman killed a teenager? The boy's mother now thinks so after Zimmerman spent his first night in jail charged with murder. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Sanford, Florida.
Dave, the Trayvon Martin shooting and perceived lack of police follow-up has fueled racial fires, but now the teen's mother, Sabrina Fulton, tells TV interviewers she thinks the shooting was an accident and that it got out of control. This after telling a crowd last night that people need to move beyond race.
I just want to speak from my heart to your heart, because a heart has no color. It's not black, it's not white, it's red.
George Zimmerman will go in front of a judge later today and ask for bail, but his lawyer concedes that if free, he might still be in danger, Dave.
Evan, Mitt Romney's not out campaigning today, but the Republican frontrunner's wife is in the spotlight. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson explains live in Washington.
Well, this all started when Democratic consultant Hillary Rosen said Mitt Romney should stop quoting his wife on economic issues because Ann Romney's never held a job in her life.
My career choice was to be a mother. And I think all of us need to know that we need to respect choices that women make.
That's Ann Romney just a minute or two ago on Fox News. Rosen's response, her comment was aimed at Mitt Romney for not having a record of concern over women's issues. Still, Obama re-election official David Axelrod calls Rosen's comments inappropriate and offensive. Dave?
Rich, a 12-year-old boy is dead in Tennessee, hit by the school bus he was waiting for outside his Greene County home this morning.
Inspection will be done on the bus to make sure that, you know, there were no mechanical issues.
That's Dahlia Qualls with Tennessee Highway Patrol. She says it appears the driver just didn't see the boy. On Wall Street, we're seeing a rally again. The Dow up 124 points despite a rise in unemployment. First-time jobless claims rose to 380,000 last week, up to 13,000 from a week before, a number that was revised higher. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I'm the part-time businesswoman who works out of her home every day. To my clients, I'm their full-time business partner who works out of the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. With over 1,100 different locations to choose from, a Regis Virtual Office gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the prestigious office overhead. There's the professional receptionist who answers the phone with my company's name and forwards the call to wherever I am. The mailroom that handles my mail every day. The admin support that's there for me when I need it. And best of all, I have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face to face. Thanks to a Regis Virtual Office, my clients get the peace of mind of knowing that I'm there for them every day, even if I'm not actually there. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free. Visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Do you hear that sound? That's in Damascus, Syria. And what's more notable is the sound you don't hear. No explosions or gunfire across the country.
The cessation of violence is required by all parties, and not only the Syrian government.
A Syrian regime spokesman says rebels must also abide by the UN-brokered ceasefire, and opposition leaders calling for peaceful demonstrations tomorrow. No launch yet out of North Korea.
The window for that launch of the rocket opened up today, but bad weather here scrubbed that launch. The North Korean officials tell us they are determined to continue with the possibility of that launch, and it could happen as early as tomorrow now.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott in Pyongyang. The North says it's a satellite, but the U.S. and other allies fear this is a missile test, violating U.N. Security Council resolutions. Florida will kill a killer later today. executing a man who murdered a 17-year-old whose attempted escape ended a string of rapes and murders that shook the Florida town of Vero Beach. David Allen Gore killed 4 teenagers and 2 women. Connecticut isn't going to send anyone else to death row.
Connecticut's legislature votes to repeal the death penalty. Final legislative approval came Wednesday night, and Governor Dan Malloy is expected to sign it into law. It would make Connecticut the 17th state to end capital punishment. Among those favoring repeal, Ken Ireland, wrongfully convicted of sexual assault and murder at age 16, he served almost 20 years in jail and probably would have gotten the death penalty if he'd been 18 when convicted.
I could have actually been charged as an adult with a capital felony crime, and I could have been sitting on death row.
Repeal would not affect the sentences of the 11 inmates already on Connecticut's death row. Sal Chiangrasso, Fox News Radio.
Eric Robert is supposed to die in South Dakota next month, but the state Supreme Court won't let him, ordering a delay for a mandatory review of his death sentence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:05 in the morning, April the 12th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. That's 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can get into our chat room. Oh, excuse me. You can get into our chat room as Coach Bob and Angel and Indy and John and Country Kid and all that and Sharon. So, many others. Good morning to everybody in the chat room. Linda is getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. She's going to have the Rat Pack on and several others. So, our as usual, my co-host on Thursdays, Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, everyone.
Have you had a good time so far?
I have. I always have a great time. This is my fun time of the week. I love coming in and chatting.
Well, we like, you know, having comments on what's happening in politics, because, I mean, if anybody knows where, you know, the dogs are buried, it would be you. And then you also are not afraid to give your opinion.
I mean, you know, the thing is that I still care about this community. I'm active and involved in it, and I have an opinion, and it's just fun that somebody's interested in listening to it once in a while.
Well, of course they
are. That's great.
And this is a big year. This is election year, and there's a lot of change needs to come, I think, at the national level especially.
I'm glad to see people getting involved in making a difference and actually caring about what happens in their government from the local level on up.
It is, and it's good to see different people. You see, and all these people running for district supervisor, I think it's great. I'm not saying anything about the people that held the positions before. I think it's great that people are involved.
I think it's wonderful, and I also think that, you know, you run for office, you get a term for 4 years. It's up to the public that then they need to check out what you've done for the last 4 years. And the way they do that is to put you in another race to keep that seat.
That's
if you've
right.
done a good job, you don't have a problem. You'll get reelected. If you haven't, you'll get somebody in there that will
take your job.
Do it differently.
That's right. And
that's the name of the game.
Well, it is. There's your term limits.
There you go.
Right there.
Don't need term limits. If you do your job, you can stay in office.
Okay. Now, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. Good morning there, Chief.
Good morning.
We're going to get to you in just a second, but first we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are moving higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 148 points at 12,953. The S&P 500 is positive 14 points at 1384. The Nasdaq is up 36 points at 3,053. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America is positive 14 cents, trading at $9. Hewlett Packard's up $1.45 at $24.86. Citigroup's positive 47 cents, trading at $34.05. Local stocks of interest, Walmart's up 30 cents at $60.10. Costco's positive 19 cents, trading at $87.43. Target's positive 54 cents at $57.74. For commodities, gold is up $14.60 at $1,674.90 per ounce. Silver is positive 18 cents at $32.34. Crude oil up $1.16 at $103 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Susan Eastman and our advisors, the Wells Fargo Advisors, come on in Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They tell us what's going on with the market and they have some really great information. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is here. Trish Clark is here. We've got questions coming in. We're going to be discussing, of course, realignment, what's going on with that, an update on what's happening in the city with gangs and such. And I want to talk a little bit about the Trayvon Martin case. It looks like he's just been charged with second-degree murder. And we'll be right back.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's getting ready, of course, for On the Spot with Lindebaugh tonight at 6. Trish Clark is my co-host on Thursdays and is here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, greatest coffee in town. Go to Espresso Joe's. Great sales on different types of coffees. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Find any type of great cigar that you want there. Discounts for veterans all the time. And they have supported our community for over 35 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're always glad to have you on our monthly, for this update. And we get to see you every so often in between. An update from last month, realignment. Is it just me or are we seeing more stuff happening in the paper?
Well, property crime is still going up. And unfortunately, the Reading Police Department is arresting a lot of people for property crimes and actually doing the job that we're paid to do. Actually, I'm very impressed with how much the officers are doing with the shortages that we have and the other things. But, we're arresting a lot of people for property crimes. And unfortunately, right now, with the jail being full, they're right back out, and it's just creating a revolving door. And that's a little frustrating because there's no ramification for the bad action that's taking place. Unfortunately, with the realignment, the sheriff has to, keep people in jail for longer sentences, where it used to be those people would transfer to state prison. So in that way, the realignment is assisting in keeping the jail full rather than giving up some space to, take some property criminals off the street more readily. The guys just arrested a burglar ring that was working the west side that had storage units full of property and a duffel bag full of about 15, 20 pounds worth of jewelry that we're still trying to figure out who all this stuff belongs to and get it back to the people. And so, going back to my first radio show with you, that crime prevention message is the message that we need to get out there. And if people get on, sorry, allergy season.
Welcome to Reading.
When it rains, I cough. We just updated the Beat the Burglar flyer. It's on the Reading Police website. If you go to it, it's readingpolice.org. On the left-hand column, there's a RPD publications. You can pull that off. We just updated it. It's got the new burglary statistics on it. But more importantly, it has a security checklist for people to look at themselves, their home, and their businesses, because we need to try to do the best that we can to harden the target and not make it as easy to commit the property crimes. It's frustrating for me when I go to these community meetings and people talk about their $3,000 laptop being stolen out of their car in front of their house. overnight. My question is, why was your $3,000 laptop in your car? You know, don't
parked in front of your house.
Parked in front of your house. So yeah. Don't leave your $300 sunglasses in the dash or your purse in the car. You know, and trying to get people to start taking a look at themselves to not make themselves the easy victim. And that crime prevention message right now, I think, is the most beneficial thing that we can get out to people is, you know, it would be nice to be able to be complacent. But the reality is that we can't be right now. And I want to give people a real picture of where the crime is in Reading. And right now it's property crime and it's all over the place. And, you know, so get the alarm system. I still say get the dog.
Even a small dog.
Anything that makes noise. You know, they don't like that. Trim your bushes. Get the lighting on your house. You know, when you look at your car, when you walk away from it, you know, look at the stuff that you have in there. We had a lady get a Wii stolen out of her back seat. Well, we have a Wii, and I'm actually pretty good at it, but I can't play it in the back seat of a car. So why is it there? You know, lock the stuff up to where it can't be seen.
One of the things that I always get irritated with women about is that they go to the gym, they go to their personal trainer, they go to those things, and they jump out with their car keys and run in because they don't want to be bothered with their purse. And I always say, don't be leaving your purse. And that is a dead giveaway to anybody casing, and they have break-ins in front of the gyms all the time because the ladies get out just carrying their keys. And it's a dead giveaway that their purse, women drive with a purse. They have their driver's license, all their stuff. It's in the car.
Well, we just had a burglary where they didn't, you know, the guy had a gun safe, but he didn't attach the gun safe to the floor, so they took the whole gun safe.
You know, we've talked about
you know,
that
you
one.
Have to anchor the gun safe. You have
it
to
was,
lock
was it in the house
valuables.
Or in the...
It was in a storage unit, but you have to lock that. You know, it's great to have the gun safe, but... If they've got enough time, they will remove the entire gun safe. So bolt it to the floor. You know,
take a little responsibility about yeah. your own personal stuff.
Yeah. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. The phone's just lit up. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad you guys brought this up. I had a client tell me that on Friday, some guys came and offered to mow his lawn. He's not in good health. And so he said, sure. And they ended up elbowing their way into the house and held them at gunpoint while they took everything.
Well, and that's the classic example of what we're talking about. If you need your lawn mowed, call a landscaping company that's a legitimate business and get your lawn mowed. You know, there are people out in this community that are looking to victimize. And I mean, overall, comparatively to other communities, this is a very safe community. But we have to realize that there are those looking to victimize the honest citizens of Reading. And the more...
But you were bringing it up, so I thought I'd give a real-life example. Have a great day,
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what, Jay, that's terrible. You know, so it's probably an elderly person or somebody's not well, and somebody's, hey, you know, we can cut your grass, and boom, take all the stuff. Okay, let's go to Coach Bob. Good morning, Coach
Bob.
Hey,
good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Chief, Carl, Linda, wherever you are, Trish.
good morning.
I have a question. Very recently, my daughter had a window smashed out of her van out of Big League Dreams, and her purse was stolen. Left in plain sight, foolish thing to do. People will break stuff to get at stuff. Thing is, amazingly, she did not get the purse back, but she got her wallet back. Someone dropped it in a mailbox, and the post office called her. So that's a good thing. Now, my question for you, Chief, is there's fingerprints all over that wallet. And I know she's turned it into the police. Will I be actively pursued to see if those prints match anybody local? I don't think this is somebody's first time breaking a window and stealing a purse. That's just a guess.
Yes, they will be. They will go to the crime scene guy, and he will, Mike Darling will print that evidence and see if there's something that we can get off of that. And they may end up needing to get prints from your daughter, obviously, to eliminate her fingerprints from
it.
But we do continue to do that. We do continue to collect DNA evidence and other things to try to catch the criminals that are there. And you know, one of the misconceptions right now is with realignment is that you're never going to go to prison, and that's just not the case. If we can prove that you're a serial criminal, somebody that's doing it on a repetitive basis, the DA can still go for, you know, a prison sentence. And I always say if we catch somebody for one burglary, they've probably committed 20. We just haven't, you know, been able to get the evidence to get the others. So
I got you.
You know, it's good that most of the times, you know, a lot of times we will find the wallets relatively close to the burglary because what they're looking for is the money. Most
right.
of them don't want to use credit cards and things because, you know, most places use a credit card to have a video camera, and if you use it, we can
figure out
who you are.
They already use the credit card.
Well, and they will at gas stations and things like that, and we need to know where those places are so that we can go and see if we can get that video
right.
to identify the person along with the fingerprints.
I'm sure that's already on record now because they were used until she, of course, cancel them and all of the stuff you have to go through the rigmarole. But anyway, that answers my question. So I will tell her that I talked to you on the air, and things can proceed from there. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Good advice to people about the purse things and the walking trails. We have a very active community of people walking in around here because we've got wonderful trails. And women don't want to walk with their purses. They leave them in the cars, and that's just, those are gathering points that you have a lot of problems with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any place where people congregate, Hilltop Drive at the hotels, the river trails, the mall, all those things, when you walk away from your car, it should look pretty sterile. And that just makes them go on to the next car. But, you know, we also tell people, you know, be vigilant when you're walking in your person, too. You know, beware of your surroundings. It's better to walk with a buddy because two people are less likely to be a victim than one. And, you know, just think about those little things on the prevention side, and that will go a long way to helping us.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, and that's what we want to talk and come back. And prevention is, you know, part of counterterrorism is to make yourself a harder target than your next-door neighbor. And, you know, I don't want it to sound, I don't want that to sound callous or cold, but that's essentially it. If it looks like it's going to be a lot harder to get into my house than it is my next door neighbor, they're going to go over there.
You don't have to outrun the bear, you just have to outrun the other guy.
And we'll be right back after that cogent remark from Bad Bob. 8:20 in the morning, Free Fire Radio, 48 degrees, it's raining, it's going to rain.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I'm not sure what that bump music is there, Bad Bob, or the significance of it. Is there something like it ends up with the sounds of machine guns firing from the walls? 8:24 in the morning, April the 12th. On Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. So, of course, my co-host, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, I'm going to give away some tickets here, my friends. I know you all were thinking, are they going to give away tickets? The River City Jazz Society at the Reading Elks Lodge from 1 to 4:30 on the 15th, which is Sunday. I have two tickets for the Ophir Prison Band. The Ophir Prison Band. We have tickets for two people, and they are... The band is led by Captain Rufus T. Whizbang, wearing a pith helmet. I think there's a full complement of trumpets, trombones, reed players, kazoos, and tubas galore. Enough drummers and assorted percussionists to overwhelm everybody. So, I've got two tickets for this. You know what? That sounds like a lot of fun. Ophir, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, Ophir Prison Band, I need a caller at 605-456-7. It's going to be music, fun, and dancing. It's a $15 general admission, but you get in free. Bring the whole family. Bring the whole family. It's going to be great. Big band. Straight ahead big band once came in with that one, Steve Fisher in. So, again, they're going to have a concert and dance. It's going to be Sunday, April the 15th, and from 1 to 4:30 p.m. 605-4567. A couple other announcements. At 2 p.m. on the 14th, behind City Hall, the Purple Heart Ceremony, designating Reading as a Purple Heart City, is going to occur at 2 p.m. on the 14th, right behind City Hall at the Purple Heart Memorial right there.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be great. And our friends from the Occupy Reading Group are going to have a demonstration, and they're going to present Verizon with a Tax Dodger of the Year Award. On April 14th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., they're going to hold a demonstration at Discovery Village on Dana Drive. They're going to present Verizon's Reading Corporate Store with the first inaugural Tax Dodger of the Year Award. And the reason for that is $32.5 billion over the past 3 years, and Verizon has paid no taxes and has received $1 billion in tax benefits. Occupy Reading. That's going to be on Saturday from 11 to 1 down there at Discovery Village. And then, of course, the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy are going to host a talk on single-payer health care Saturday, again at 1 p.m. at a no-host luncheon held at the Lighthouse Fish and Chips on Hartnell Avenue. And the Reading California Alliance for Retired Americans, Nan Breser, president, and Jody Reed, Northern California organizer and executive director, will be the speakers. And they want to win the idea of a universal single-payer health care at both the state and national level. So that is Saturday, April 14th at 1 p.m. We have just a whole lot of things going on.
Always something going on in Shasta County, at least 15 different things at any given hour.
At any given hour. And we cover, it's like a rainbow, we cover it all. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is our guest, and we were talking about hardening up your house in this. You know, just to kind of get into this Trayvon Martin case has, of course, been in the papers now for so much. It looks like he's being charged with second-degree murder, which, as you explained during the break, was... somebody being killed, but not premeditated.
Correct. At least that's what it is in California. They're going to Florida.
That's what they said. What they said was it's a fight or that results or an altercation results in the death, but is not premeditated or premeditated. To me, this case, and we were talking about, is a lot like it appears the Adam Martinez case.
I think you're
right. In a sense, we don't know all the facts, and you can't rely on the media anymore.
Absolutely not.
You just can't. So we have to rely on the district attorney or the special prosecutor they brought in and the investigation of the police that evening. But
And there's been a real rush to judgment. So much misinformation, so many bad reports that came out. People believe a statement made, and it's unfortunate because we don't know, as you indicated, we have no clue which of those reports are right, what the people actually know, and what the eyewitnesses actually said. This, I think it speaks well for our system, though. This is a good case for the jury to decide. Certainly, the facts are that we do know is that there is a dead 17-year-old boy, and he was shot. And so we need to know all the facts.
We need to know what caused it. Was it the result of an over, somebody hyped up and that went after him? Was the result of the young man turning on the on Zimmerman and assaulting him, as has been said, and where Zimmerman felt his life was threatened? But see, we don't know any of that. We won't until if it goes to trial. And it also, but what it's done, and Chief, you haven't had a chance to say a word here, but aren't you glad that didn't happen here? Yeah.
Well, and that's yes, I am, and the full story will come out, as the trial takes place, and that's why we have a system that people are innocent until proven guilty, and you have to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt, and I'm sure all of those facts will come out during the case, and a jury will decide, and that's our system, and it's a system that actually works, I think, very well comparatively to what you see around the world. So we'll just let the jury.
I think it does too. I think that's decide. A good. You know what? That is a good point. As I think it does. Now we've had cases. We've actually had this week had an author of a book about his son being arrested and convicted twice of murder and having it set aside twice by the judge, and up in Lassen County. It's really quite a story too. But our system, I believe in it. I believe in our system that it works. We got to take a break for the news, and our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Trish Clark and I are here. We'll be right back after the news.
The victim's mother says now she believes it was an accident, the shooting death of Trayvon Martin by George Zimmerman, who faces a judge in Florida today charged with second-degree murder by prosecutor Angela Corey.
Let me emphasize that we do not prosecute by public pressure or by petition. We prosecute based on the facts of any given case.
Zimmerman is expected to plead not guilty to murder, insisting he acted in self-defense. His attorney is expected to ask for bail.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown in Sanford, Florida. The wife of Mitt Romney is responding to a Democratic strategist who says she's out of touch with working women.
His wife has actually never worked a day in her life.
Hillary Rosen on CNN. But Ann Romney says she worked hard being a stay-at-home mom.
My career choice was to be a mother. And I think all of us need to know that we need to respect choices that women make.
Romney speaking to Fox News. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stop the fishing around and head down to Wind River Casino and play our Real Riches Swipe to Win. Here you'll have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Crestliner Fishhawk fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Spin the reels and hook into this hot fishing boat. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Mondays and Wednesdays. The big giveaway is April 30th, where you could win your very own Crestliner fishing boat. No better way to unwind. For more information on Wind River's Real Riches Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. In the boat or in the casino, it's always better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, April the 12th. The weather today is going to be rain, and it's going to be more rain. And then it's going to be more rain tonight, maybe even thunderstorms. Rain tomorrow, but it's going to start tapering off over the weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Go on out, give them a call, 474-5546. Rain's tapering off. It's going to be a great place to have dinner. Listen to the music up there, ambiance, great food. What can I say? This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, where I get my haircut, where Bad Bob gets his haircut, where the Chief gets his haircut. And if Trish was going to get her haircut, she'd get her haircut there. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
Okay, you know, we were talking before we went on break about the Trayvon Martin case and the rush to judgment and some of the stuff that's happened. And Chief, can you talk a little bit about how important it is that you have some actual facts before you charge somebody with a crime?
Well, I mean, this case has obviously, you know, brought a lot of emotion into it. And in our business, we have to kind of remove that emotion a little bit and look at the facts and work with the district attorney to make sure that, you know, in a homicide case or any other case, that we have the evidence necessary to convict beyond a reasonable doubt before we go to that, because there's timelines from the time you charge to an arraignment to a preliminary hearing. And when you get to a preliminary hearing, if they can't show that the evidence is there, the judge will dismiss the case. That the judge is the one that's holding it over for trial. So you got to make sure you kind of got your ducks in a row by the time you get to a preliminary hearing. Otherwise, you could lose the case. So sometimes, you know, we need to, in law enforcement, move at a patient pace to gather that information in conjunction with the district attorney so that we're ready when we get to that level.
And generally, when they make an arrest right on the spot, it's pretty clear-cut.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question, was it self-defense?
The old smoking gun,
It was just, it's got to be real clear-cut, catch them in the act, eyewitness right on the spot.
Well, I mean, there's sometimes we can make an arrest a little bit faster than that, but we have to have enough evidence to make that arrest, that probable cause that leads to that arrest. But when you get to, you know, a preliminary hearing, the judge is going to look at that probable cause. And if you don't have the probable cause, he'll dismiss that case. So you got to make sure that you've got the probable cause. And then the district attorney at the trial has to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. So sometimes in these cases, despite the emotion that goes into it, the patience pays off in the end.
Because our system does say you are innocent until proven guilty.
That's absolutely true. Though this guy Zimmerman, he was tried 1,000 times. He was being hung in parts of New Jersey.
There's a bounty out on his head.
That's right. If you were on MSNBC, the only thing they wanted to do was push the button to kill him right then. Hey, let's go to the phones. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. I hate to interfere, and I appreciate your talk, but I was wanting to know if Trish could tell me if she said that if we need to know something to call the county supervisor?
In the district, it was when I was in office, I received numerous calls on a regular basis from my constituency and was happy to refer them to the department they needed. And yes, absolutely, call your county supervisor.
Oh, right. I thank you so much. I'll get off. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Nicole. Okay, Chief, when we go into that, you know, part of this thing with the Trayvon Martin case, of course, is a racial thing to it. But the other thing is that he was on a neighborhood watch, and we have neighborhood watches. And there's, but it seems like, I don't remember you ever saying for Neighborhood Watch that we need to arm ourselves and walk around the streets.
No, and the main thing is that you have to understand the amount of training, experience, and tools that a police officer has to deal with a situation like that that an average citizen does not. And a circumstance like that can go from zero to over your head very, very quickly. And, you know, we ask people to, you know, if you see something that doesn't look right, call the police and let us deal with it.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea, is that it's a watch program. If you see people walking up down the street, and you all have encouraged this and other officers that have, that if you see somebody walking up and down your street that you don't recognize, give a call. So that you say, hey, we've got some people out here wandering, looking in cars and stuff, so you all can react to that. And that's what the Neighborhood Watch is.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't. But
unfortunately, the reality is, and I don't want to paint a bad picture, but the reality is, specifically in the unincorporated areas in this county, and in a lot of the communities, there is not always an officer available, and sometimes you are pushed into a position where you need to protect your family. Not that you want to pull a gun, but you need to be putting yourself in a position where your doors are locked and not open yourself up, because there isn't going to be a cop. Show up because
sheriff.
You got a guy or a sheriff. Show up because you got a guy walking in your neighborhood.
Well, and that's why I say make sure that you have the lighting and the dogs and the things that make it to where they don't want to come to your house. That's obviously the crime prevention is the best key here rather than what we're seeing.
But it is a good thing to get a description, look at the person, be able to follow up later with the police when they do get to you.
What we need you to be is a good witness.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the key.
Take a note. Be a good witness.
They look
like. Okay. Yep. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
We got to take a break and we come back. We have Jim on the line. Jim, hang on till we get to the other side here. Carl Bott. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott. My co-host on Thursdays, of course, Trish Clark. And we'll be right back after these messages. Miss a day?
Miss a lot.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this is portion of our show is being brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. What can I say about Hilltop except they have taken on TRICARE. TRICARE is for the veterans. It's for veterans that don't have the medical facilities around here. They're either retired, have been injured, or they're on National Guard and our Army Reserve.
The families of the soldiers, say the 132nd Engineers that are in Afghanistan right now, if their employer takes them off of that insurance because they're deployed, they're on TRICARE. And TRICARE sometimes is hard to find providers when you're in more remote areas.
That's right. Hilltop Medical Clinic, and Mark Pierce has seen that, and he has opened up his clinic. He has two clinics, one on at 1093 Hilltop Drive and the other at 2123 Eureka Way, and they are taking TRICARE. And that is a huge thing for our veterans and for the families of our warriors that are deployed. Give them a call at 246-4629, Hilltop Medical Clinic. Thanks a lot to them. Okay, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and let's go to the phones. Jim.
Hey, Carl. I just want to take a minute. Don't want to take anything away from the good chief, but this is the 112th anniversary of the United States Submarine Force.
Okay.
Good morning, Jim.
Commander Gibson.
Yeah, we've got our first submarine in 1900, and since then, 65 boats have been lost, 52 in World War II, and then other casualties, including the Thresher and the Scorpion, and we just... I don't want to say celebrated, but we just honored the Thresher, who went down in 1963 with all hands, as did the Scorpion later in, I believe it was in the 80s. But anyway, this is our birthday. I really won't trouble you with singing the song, but you guys have a great day, and Carl and Linda and Trish, you guys do a great job, and we appreciate you being in the community.
Well, thank you so much, Commander, and I understand you're going to be riding with us. We head on down to Sacramento to be there for the board or the budget meeting about our veterans' home.
I'm not going to be able to make it. I've got a doctor's appointment, I'll go with you in spirit.
You'll be there in spirit with us. Okay.
You bet.
Thank you so much, Commander.
You have a great day.
I'll tell you, I mean, if you've never toured a submarine, you really need to.
Yeah.
The tight conditions that those guys live under and for long periods of time underwater.
Claustrophobic.
And now they're bringing the girls in now.
They have my respect because that is not a job that I think I could do, and those guys serve and do a great job.
Yeah, weeks and months under the surface. Let's go to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Chief. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask the chief, one of the things when I moved up here, having been in law enforcement in the Bay Area, was the number of fatal accidents that occur in this area. I'm stunned by it. I read about it every day of some accident of sort in this area. And I want to ask the chief, I know that Knighton Road is out in the county, but the bottom line there is that with the overpass and Caltrans objecting to the road being put in, I wanted to find out what his thoughts, because one of the things that I worry about is fatal accidents in that area, and I wanted to see if he had any thoughts about that, and I'll take my answer off air.
Okay, well, Ruth, thanks a lot.
To be honest with you, I'm not real familiar with that project yet, so I'll have to look into it. What I will tell you is that I think that we do have a lot of fatality accidents here. And the some of the roadways in Reading can be rather deceiving because you kind of get out into a more remote area, and even within the city limits, and people think that it's now a freeway. And you have to realize that there's still cross traffic there and there's still pedestrians. And we're seeing a lot of fatality accidents and major accidents that have to relate simply to people's speed. And people really need to slow down. Unfortunately, you know, with the cutbacks in the police department now, our traffic section is down significantly. And sometimes those things relate, you know, directly to the amount of traffic enforcement that you have at any one time. And right now, our ability to do traffic enforcement with the calls for service and our traffic section being cut down a little bit are much more challenged than they used to be. But people really need to think when they drive, because, you know, a car is a dangerous object when it's traveling. And the faster you go, that danger goes up exponentially. So people really need to slow down. Pay attention to their driving. Don't eat. Don't talk on your cell phone.
Don't text.
And if you're a pedestrian, one of the things that I've noticed here as I drive around in the evenings when I'm out doing speaking engagements and stuff is there's a lot of pedestrians, and they're all wearing dark clothing.
Yeah.
So wear brighter clothing. Make yourself seen. And if you're driving a car, pay attention to what you're doing and slow down to the speed limit, because most of the fatalities that we're having right now are directly related to people's speed.
That one on Airport and Placer. I think that the person driving was going pretty fast.
He was going well over the speed limit. Yes.
Yeah. Right up there, and that's a tough place because you don't have a clear view of that intersection.
So. I found that I have made a concerted effort to do the speed limit, use my cruise control. I have a tendency to have a lead foot, and I've really made an effort not to do that and use my cruise control, and I'm amazed how many times I get passed on a yellow line, a solid yellow line, a double yellow line in so many areas in the county because we live in a rural area. We have a lot of curves. There's a lot of those double yellow lines. People just get frustrated. I'm not going 40 miles an hour. I'm going the speed limit. And I get passed on a repeated all the time.
Well, and it's easy to do, quite frankly, because, you know, we all have busy lives and you know, you're driving your vehicle and your mind's elsewhere. And, I mean, there's times where I look down and say, oops, I need to slow down.
That's why I use my cruise control on a regular basis, because that's it.
We just need to really, if you're driving a vehicle, you really need to pay attention to what you're doing and be safe, because we've already had too many lives lost this year from vehicle accidents.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And when we come back, I want to have the chief give us an idea about, you know, the budgets and everything, how the police department Manny level looks, and some ideas what we're looking for here in the future. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just a small town girl. Living in a
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's show, On the Spot with Linda Bott. Tonight at 6 p.m., she's going to be talking Rat Pack people and all types of theater and stuff. Of course, Trish Clark is my co-host on Thursdays. You know, I'm always happy that you're here, Trish.
I'm always happy to be here. It's a fun day.
Yeah. Okay. Chief, there's been some comments about number of police, how we doing with that, you know, questions about the budget and funding, and what's it look like for the police?
Well, we're still, the police department, you know, is at their height in 2008 was at 121, and right now our sworn staffing level is at 98. We are down, I think it's 45 positions on the civilian side, so our record staff is shorter than it used to be, and we don't have the community service officers on patrol doing the cold calls that don't take a sworn officer to do. No suspect follow-ups, traffic accidents, things like that. So there is more burden on the officer to take a lot of those cold calls that they didn't have to, and at the same time we're cut down on our staffing levels. But, you know, we're holding good. Our budget looks good for this year and next year. We're staying within our budget parameters, so that's always a good thing. We just hired four new officers a couple weeks ago. To fill vacancies from retirements and other things, and got four really good guys that are starting right now, and we're going to be hiring another two here in the next couple of weeks.
So, no, are we still plussing up then?
We're maintaining at our 98 authorized staffing level. So, if somebody leaves, we bring in a new officer, and we anticipate we may have be able to hire as many as another four to fill vacancies over the next 7 to 8 months, depending on.
Are these retirements mainly?
Yeah, right now. Retirements, you know, officers that moved up here and decided that now they want to go back to L.A. for some reason. So, you know, as people leave the department, we're able to replace them, and we're holding steady
people,
right
obviously.
Now. But, you know, the one nice thing for me here is that I can be picky. This is a great place to live and a great place to be. So, you know, I don't have to take just everybody. I can be very selective and very picky. Redding Police Department has always been that way, which is why we have the quality of people that we do. And I'm going to continue to only hire people of the highest quality. And the good news is, like, two of the guys that we just hired were actually born and raised in Redding, started their career somewhere else, and came home. So they're all doing real well, and we're getting some very good quality people in the department. So we're actually looking pretty good. You know, as we go into the future and the economy starts to grow, and hopefully our budget will grow in the future, you know, we can look at those investments, but we're going to have to balance the investment into people. We have to improve the technology in the police department in the areas of crime analysis and a better, you know, upgrading the technology for records management and the other things, and those systems aren't cheap. And then hopefully sometime in the future we can, you know, replace a police facility that is really in dire need of more space and a roof that doesn't leak and other things.
A water fountain that doesn't catch on fire. I mean, come on. This is just kind of ridiculous, but who knows what will happen here. Chief Rob Blady, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Appreciate it.
And our usual, you know, we do a monthly update, but you know, we get to see the chief on several other occasions during the month as things are going on.
That is, and it's good information, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come in here and answer the phones, the questions off of the chat room, and kind of put you on the spot a little bit. But good straight information to the community is invaluable, and I think you're doing a good service by doing that, Chief.
Thank you, and I you know, I want people to know too. I've done about 8 speaking engagements in the last 2 weeks, and if you know, I still want to get out and meet the rest of the community. So if there's somewhere that a group would like me to come speak to them, introduce myself, and kind of give them where we are, I'd love to do that. And I want to brag a little bit. Our mustache march, although, you know, I know that we all looked hideous with mustaches, myself especially, that event ended up raising about $5,000 for youth camps for Youth Violence Prevention Council and Shasta Family Justice Center. So we're proud of that.
That's a great thing, and good thing for you guys to get involved in the community. I think the people out there, I think that, to go back to our original conversation this morning, it's about the public servants in our community being a part of and listening to and being involved with the community.
Well, and that's the key. We are a service agency, and we want to have that customer service, and we want to have that involvement in our community.
Well, you know what, and it's worked, you know, because I've had people, you know, comment about it. Tomorrow, thanks a lot, Chief. Tomorrow we're going to have Sherry Silk on, who heads up the Reading Convention, Auditorium, and they have completely overcome any hesitation about Bethel Church running the Civic Auditorium because of, you know, their very first big band was Five Fingers of Death. I mean, was that what you
expected? Finger death punch.
Death punch from Bethel Church. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.